Hi.
And welcome to Very Selfish with Dylan and Matthias.
Howdy.
This is a podcast where we talk about movies that neither of us have ever seen.
We've done a couple. We tried Pretty in Pink, didn't work out that well, but if you haven't listened to Rocky, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you might not hear the Pretty in Pink one. But this one, I think this one is going to be gold, because it's a movie that I have enough exposure to that I know a little bit about, but not enough to figure out how it logically falls in place.
That's the best kind, but I think it's because it probably isn't the most logical movie in and of itself. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's Top Gun.
Top Gun, starring Tom Cruise and... Do you
Val
know anyone?
Kilmer.
Val Kilmer? Okay. That's all I know. See, I didn't even know about this
the Iceman.
Yeah, I didn't know about this teeth clicking thing. The chomping thing. Watching that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Anyway, okay, how does it start? I do actually know a little bit of how it starts.
Well, what do you know about how it starts?
I know that Tom Cruise, I don't know his character name. Let's establish one.
Cool Breeze.
Cool Breeze? Okay, Cool Breeze. I'll stick with it. Cool Breeze, he's a fighter pilot, and his partner dies either right before or right after going to a special academy.
For fighter pilots?
Yeah, and they are trying to be the top gun.
Oh, okay. So they're trying to be the best of the class, like the valedictorian of the skies?
The Valmerdictorian.
The Val Kilmerdictorian.
Val Kilmerdictorian. But I don't really know how it progresses after he dies.
Okay, so Cool Breeze.
Cool Breeze.
Is real down on his luck.
He's mad that his best friend Malibu died.
And it's a great way to start off a story because it sets up a tragedy that the main character is going to have to overcome. Or do something in the memory of his friend.
He doesn't do something in the memory of his friend. It's just that he's spiteful against Val Kilmer's character because his friend was a really good pilot and now he's trying to...
Did Val Kilmer kill his friend?
Absolutely. With a knife. No.
In the sky in a fake dogfight turned real?
Not a fake dogfight turned real, but it could have been that Val Kilmer was too good and he was challenging the other guy with something. Other guy crashed in the process, but I don't think that's it.
I don't think so because, I mean, it doesn't matter how bad of, like, how villainous of a character you are. I don't feel like Top Gun's the movie where you have a supervillain who doesn't have any, who can still be cocky after he kills somebody
like
that.
They become best friends.
Val Kilmer and Tom Cruise become best friends?
I know the ending.
Okay, well, don't blow that for me yet.
I don't know the exact ending.
So, Cool Breeze.
Cool Breeze just got invited to the Top Gun Academy.
Okay.
By Sergeant Larry.
Sergeant Larry, okay.
I don't know.
I imagine he has a pretty thick white mustache.
It's darker. He's a little bit younger, maybe Pepper.
Okay.
It's Pepper mustache. High and tight cut.
I imagine it to be an actor that's too good for this role. Like a J.K. Simmons or something.
Maybe.
Okay. In my head, I'm going to think that J.K. Simmons is this guy who invites Tom Cruise.
Okay, quick question. Yeah. Who is the more loose cannon fighter pilot, Val Kilmer, who's Iceman, or Cool Breeze?
Iceman's the looser one, right?
I don't know. It might be that he's better, and so Cool Breeze takes more risks.
See, I see Cool Breeze as the more straight-laced character who gets frustrated with Val Kilmer's character, Iceman. And Iceman is, like, he's cocky, he's kind of a bully, and so he does things in the skies that are dangerous, and Cool Breeze is like, oh, you're really getting on my nerves.
You know, my friend died this way.
Yes, and he
has... My friend Malibu. I like that idea.
Okay, Malibu. I think that they have flashbacks throughout the movie where Malibu is like, it shows Malibu, like, crashing or something.
I don't think it actually flashes back, but you can tell when Cool Breeze is thinking about it.
Okay.
Because he gets this real serious Tom Cruise face.
Okay. A young Tom Cruise.
Younger.
Is this his breakout role? No, this isn't his breakout role. Cocktail was his breakout role.
Or was it Risky Business?
Oh, that makes more sense. Yeah. I think that was the earliest. Because he was playing a high school student?
Somebody who still lived with his parents because his parents go away. That's another one we could do. I've never seen Risky Business.
I've seen Risky Business.
I know that it's got some risky parts.
Also, I think that he... of course, that part. But I think at one point he forgets to put the parking brake on a manual Alfa Romeo, and it rolls into the ocean or something. It's like his dad's car, and he's like, my dad's gonna be so mad. If you don't know, at home, I'm have my hands on either side of my skull. Like, the whoa-oh. But anyway, back to Top
Gun. It's a higher hands Macaulay Culkin thing.
Yeah, it's like Macaulay Culkin, except not on the cheeks, more on the noggin. The
temples.
Yeah.
Okay, so, once they're at the academy, how do they first meet?
I think that...
How does Cool Breeze and Iceman meet?
Iceman comes up to him and says something that is not very nice. Like, he goes up to shake his hand, and he does the equivalent of pulling back his hand and rubbing, like, running it through his hair, something like that. Like, hey, nice to meet you, Iceman. Ooh, slow.
Here's the other option. Welcome to the academy. You know, they're, like, in a room, and they're like, you guys are going to try and break this record today. You know that's held by Iceman over there.
There's the one that sets him up as more experienced, kind of the pride of the school. But there's also the third kind of situation that could happen where they get to the academy and the first thing that happens is that they're thrown into a drill. And a drill where Cool Breeze and Iceman are chosen at random, kind of, just out of a lineup. And that's where the first time they meet, because I think this is really dramatic, is in the skies.
How do they meet?
Well, they don't meet in the skies, but they come on over, like, the headsets, you know? And he's like, you're really on my nerves.
How? What does he do?
He locks onto him, and...
It's
like a dogfight. It's a staged dogfight.
And Cool Breeze loses?
Cool Breeze loses, and you know at some point in this movie, Iceman says no hard feelings, right? You know?
The only other scenes that I know.
Volleyball?
Volleyball and a bar scene where
it's like a
Cool Breeze is trying to
is
pick
it
up
a
lady.
Boat bar?
They're all wearing their uniforms, but it's not a boat bar.
I never thought about, for some reason I know the scene you're talking about. I've always thought it was on a boat, and then I realized why would a military battleship, like a Navy battleship,
have a bar
on it? And then I was like, wait, no, they docked. They're out there like movies that have shots of people on the, you know, on the pier.
Cool Breeze is trying to pick up a lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he starts singing to her. And then she's like, come on. And then everybody starts singing with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why do they sing?
I have no idea.
Well, we got to come up with a song. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, nope. Okay.
That's not a good one.
And that's from Ally McBeal, never mind.
I was thinking of I Need You Baby, or whatever. I Need You Baby. But that's from 10 Things I Hate About You.
This is a toughie.
It's gotta be something that is a little jokey.
Uh-huh.
But complimentary.
What goes up must come down.
Also, I feel like it's either like a soul song or R&B. It's not a popular tune.
It's not a popular tune.
Like, not a pop tune.
Not a contemporary tune.
Or one that came out at the time, either.
That's why I meant contemporary.
Yeah,
No, I think it was ahead of its time. I think they overdubbed it in the latest Blu-ray release.
They release it on Blu-ray?
Probably. I mean, think about how many people would buy Top Gun on Blu-ray. At least 10.
At least 2 in this room. let's see. What songs are they singing at the bar? How did they get to the bar? Is it after a dogfight? Because you can't... It's got to have a decent number of dogfights.
It's after the first dogfight.
First dogfight. Then they're talking.
And they're like, ooh. I hope we dock zone soon. Because I need a drink.
That is like 20 minutes of a movie that we've described so far. Yeah. There has to be some in-between bits.
Okay, well, how about if after...
Because you have to establish the relationship between Cool Breeze and Iceman before they dock.
Okay, who's the hard sergeant?
All right, Sergeant. Wait,
Admiral.
Sergeant Admiral. Larry. Oh, Admiral Kansas.
Admiral Kansas. Okay, Admiral Kansas. What's the battleship called? Is it the USS?
That's, oh, I was going to say Ronald Reagan, but...
USS Zachary Taylor.
How about just the Abraham Lincoln, because that's actually a battleship, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there is probably a Zachary Taylor. There's an there was the Arizona, which is a very famous one, because it does not exist anymore.
There was the Ronald Reagan, but that was too early.
There's the Harry S. Truman. I think there's the Woodrow Wilson.
I want to just... How about they're on the Harry S. Truman, just so we can say they're on the Harry?
On the Harry? I want to think that it's the Roosevelt, because you have two different presidents to go by then. And I think that is, like, a very generic thing for a battleship to be, because it's like, it doesn't matter which one you like. You can pick your favorite Roosevelt.
I'm guessing people who are in the Navy probably prefer Teddy.
Yeah, probably. Although, I mean... FDR did preside over a wartime.
But it's not the same, like, imposing figure.
That's true. Although, you know, FDR was only seen, like, in his wheelchair. Like, there are only, like, two photos of him from his presidency where you see him in his wheelchair. They were really good about that in a way that you could never be about that in this day and age. We are getting off topic. Okay, so...
Okay, Admiral Kansas, presiding officer of
the... after the dogfight, he shakes his head about Cool Breeze.
About Cool Breeze? Because he lost?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he expected better out of him, because he's heard about that, like, Cool Breeze is really great.
Okay, shakes his head.
He had a shining letter of recommendation from J.K. Simmons.
I think it's more impacting, though, if Cool Breeze takes out Iceman, and Iceman is already established, because you don't know how long Iceman has been there.
Oh, that's true. And then Iceman is really mad and has a cold shoulder.
And then that's when he goes, you better watch out next time. That okay. Works. That's in the...
That's in the movie?
There's something along that line where you go. Okay. Well, good. In the locker room.
So...
I feel like that's a fitting scene to follow the first dogfight where...
Locker Iceman. Room. Okay. And then he says, you better watch out next time. Pan in on Tom Cruise's face looking kind of mad. Yes, hey, just the face that Matisse is making right now. I might put a I might take a picture of it so that we can put that up as the picture with this podcast. Let me get that. Yeah. Okay. So now we have a picture for this podcast. So that's how they get to the shore.
That's not how they get to the shore. That's just the locker room. That's 3 to 7 minutes of stuff that follows after the dogfight. They have to.
Is there some kind of... Oh, there's got to be scene where they're in a class.
There's got to be a scene of that where they're getting briefed. But what I want is to have the establishing thing where he tries to pick up the lady that he meets later at the bar, but she just is dismissive of him. And then he comes back at the bar and comes back in full force, gets her attention, and they do something later.
They do something. Okay. So are you saying that she's on the boat, too?
Somehow. Like a reporter or something?
Oh, like a role that is not, like, you want a more powerful woman role, but they're not going to give it to you kind of thing, because this is Top Gun. Like, they're just going to give you, like, she's playing more of a kind of a dismissive role, where she's, like, a reporter instead of also a pilot.
Yeah, because she's not dressed in Navy garb.
Well, that's unfortunate. I was hoping that there'd be a strong female character in this.
In Top Gun.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so she...
We're making it up. You can make it.
No, this works. Because how about after feeling rejected by Iceman, after beating him and Iceman says something to him like, you better watch out next time, Tom Cruise's character, Cool Breeze... It's a terrible name.
I like it. It's funny.
I do too, but it reminds me of Doritos. It's like Doritos and wine coolers together. That's actually probably somebody says that. Like, there's some person out there who's like, I'm going to have myself a Cool Breeze, and they eat like a Sutter home.
If you say it that way, though, it sounds like you're mixing them together, which just sounds horrible.
Well, I can kind of see a presentation of like a blue wine. You know what I'm talking about? Like a blue wine, which is like neon blue.
Neon blue.
And it's got a Dorito chip in it. Because that's a nice complimentary color scheme.
Wait, what if it's like, it's got something that makes it thicker? So the Dorito is suspended in it? Oh, that's great. And then instead of like salt on the rim, it has the cool ranch taste stuff, like the flavor stuff.
Is there anybody that we could sell this to?
No. Yeah. And I wouldn't want to anyway. I wouldn't feel good having my name connected to a Cool Breeze.
One day I did think about if you had a chicken, like a chicken breast in your freezer, but you didn't have any seasoning, if you had a bag of Cool Ranch, just get the Cool Ranch dust all over your hands and just go to town on the chicken.
No.
And it's something I kind of want to try, and I'm not sure if it's something I read somewhere.
You could put potato chips on something. It acts like if you were to just put potato on it and fry it or something.
Do you not think that Cool Ranch would... or
Cool what? Ranch chicken? No.
Do you like nacho or Cool Ranch better?
Cool Ranch, but nachos are easier to eat and not feel terrible afterwards.
That's true. But I think that Cool Ranch on chicken would be a great thing.
I don't know.
I think it's something I want to try.
Okay, Cool Breeze is rejected by Iceman.
And because he's rejected by Iceman, he needs a pick-me-up. And he thinks by hitting on this reporter that'll make him feel better. Like, oh, she's going to be all into me. And so...
Or, like, she's like, who won that dog fight?
Yeah.
That's Cool Breeze. And
she'll say something like, up to him. That was real irresponsible or something. Like, you did that real dangerously.
How do you feel about winning the dog fight? I feel great. Well, how do you feel about putting your fellow soldiers in danger?
There you go. Yeah.
What? I won that dog fight, lady.
What now are you doing later?
Now I'm going to flirt.
I'm going to flirt in a way that you're going to think that I'm making fun of you.
He flirts initially, and then she says a thing about, well, how do you feel about being so irresponsible? And he doesn't have a comeback.
She rolls her eyes and walks away with her arms crossed.
And then Iceman, you see Iceman walk up to her?
Yeah.
He gets that angry look again. Not Iceman, Cool Breeze.
But Iceman makes her laugh.
You see that only in the distance.
Yeah, only in the distance. You hear it's no dialogue. Silent.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's saying.
And then they look back over at Cool Breeze.
Uh-huh, and Cool Breeze is like, harumph. Okay, the next scene is debriefing.
Debriefing?
Yes.
For another dog fight? It seems like debriefing would preempt a dog fight.
Is it about a real war situation then?
Sure, it's about Russia.
Have we established that this is a propaganda movie? Is it?
I think in some regard it could be considered, but there's a lot of war movies out of the 80s that are pretty...
Yeah, but is there any real battle?
I think that like the end might be an actual dogfight.
Was this like 86, 87? So it was right before like the...
It had to be before the collapse of the Berlin Wall.
Okay.
Or the fall.
The fall.
The collapse makes it sound like, whoops, it fell, you guys.
So it's on the tail end of communism.
Tail end of communism, but full force into Cold War U.S. pride.
Tail of European communism, anyway.
Yeah.
So...
Sorry to get all political.
So it's very proud and wag-flaving.
Wag-flaving?
I'm sorry.
There's some serious wag-flaving.
I don't know what happened there.
Switched to it's pretty obvious.
Wag-flaving. I really didn't mean to do that.
Flag-waving.
So flag-waving.
A lot of that happening.
So they're talking in the debriefing. I bet it's going to be some foreshadowing that they're talking about the Soviet Union.
Yeah, sorry, I keep calling it Russian at that point. Nope.
Not at that point. So they keep talking about that. And it's a very serious part where you learn some foreshadowing information about what might happen later in the movie. And that's the point where it has like a shot. I feel like there are a lot of shots in this movie of people's faces up close, like a tight shot where they look very serious.
Yeah.
And that, there's a lot of shots throughout... All of the personnel where you see people looking like, that's...
I'm concerned. This is dangerous.
It's a very serious situation. That's a very serious situation.
But where's the transition to where they land on shore? Because there's something that... Because you wouldn't go from that serious bit to being on shore and then singing a song to that lady.
Okay. What if there's... after they get the debriefing... What if, Cool Breeze is standing on the poop deck? I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm just saying he's got to be standing on one side of the ship. He's either staying on the starboard or the poop deck.
Okay.
Or the runway, because it's a...
You don't stand on the runway much, unless you're directing stuff, would you?
No, but it's after hours.
It's after hours.
Wow, where do you stand on a fighter ship, on like a battleship, if you're not standing...
You go on the edges
okay, so
of the runway.
He's standing on the edge looking out into the ocean. That's when Iceman comes over and he's like... They have a super reconciliation, but they realize that they're united by this hatred for for communism.
Okay, I can see that.
They have a just a short conversation.
There's still a rivalry, but there's some acknowledgement of one another.
It's a pretty serious situation, kind of thing. Like they talk about that for a second.
Okay.
That is when they get to the shore. That's the transitional.
That's the transition.
Shot.
Next day they wake up, and. Cool Breeze doesn't know about it, but Iceman is like, "You coming, Cool Breeze?" And he's like, "What's happening? We're docking. We got one night on shore or something."
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to the bar.
Order mint juleps.
Sure, mint juleps. And then Cool Breeze sees the reporter lady.
Because
they dock where the reporter lady lives.
I guess
so.
Or she gets off the boat and she's hanging around.
She had to be on the boat too.
Yes. No, she swam.
She swam.
She's like, "I must go now." And then she swam ashore.
She dove off the side of the boat.
Yes.
Okay, no. Sees reporter lady at the bar and he's like, and they're like, "What?" And he goes, "Stop, stop, stop." And then he goes and talks to the lady and she's like, "You again, Cool Breeze? Come on." And then...
Can you think about this woman talking to a terrible drink? Cool Breeze this again?
And
come
like,
on.
And instead of trying to really reintroduce himself and convince her through words to go out with him or go out, do whatever, he just starts singing. And then she turns around. And then he keeps singing, taps her on the shoulder. She turns around. He stops singing. And then everybody joins in.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "You organized this for me."
Yep.
Cool Breeze.
Then there's a shot where they're sitting on a pier, I feel like, at night. You
Wait,
can hear the...
But
can...
how, that's too quick of a transition.
No, this is what happens. They're singing.
They
and see. Then she says something like, "You organized this for me." Tom Cruise does the shoulder shrug, like,
and then
you'd
it,
be surprised. She gives him a warmer look. The next scene has piano, a little bit of a tide crashing sound. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you can hear the tide crashing in the background.
I like the idea better that they're still at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's died down. There's still people hanging around.
They're over in a corner?
They're in a corner. The light is softer. It's like a colored light behind them.
Sax?
No saxophone.
Yet. There's got to be some sax in this
movie. A little bit. Okay, there's a little bit, but it's not predominant. It's just sort of there. And if
I like
listen,
to think
hear,
it sounds like I'm talking about intercourse, but with a really bad Boston accent. There's got to be some sax in this movie.
I don't know if that's a Boston accent or not. Anyway, so they're at the corner. It's died down. They've been talking, and he explains that... like he's an okay guy, and she's like, "I didn't know." And then Iceman walks up and says, "You cool, Cool Breeze?" And he goes, "Yeah, man." And he goes, "All right." And then winks at the lady, and she goes like,
But
and
is that a wink? Like
that's a wink. Like
this guy's an okay guy.
It's like
you got.
They had the laughing talk before,
yeah.
But they knew each other beforehand, or something like that. You don't really know. You just know that it's like a. This guy's all right. He's cool. And I know that there's not anything between you and I.
Oh, okay.
That's what Iceman's doing.
So that's when you start to realize that Iceman's an okay guy.
Sure.
Okay, so they have this talk, and it kind of ends like maybe they share a kiss, and then the scene fades. There's like a split second of black.
No, it fades to black. It's quiet. Then you hear... a fighter pilot landing, or you hear them talking back and forth.
That's not what I think happens. what I think happens is that a volleyball falls onto the sand. That's the first.
They're still on.
This is the day after.
It's the day after, but what happened between them two?
They just, like, it's implied that they just had a nice night together.
Do they spend the night on the ship, or is it later, after they've done some more fighter pilot dogfight sequence things, back?
No, see, we...
Are they even on a boat?
We established that they're in a bar on a pier.
No, I'm saying, is this runway even on a boat? We just assumed.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, because it's a battleship that has a runway strip.
But I'm saying, did we establish that it had to be that, and that it couldn't just be a regular runway?
What do you mean?
Like, on land.
No, they gotta be on a boat, because it's more dramatic.
Okay, and also they'll be closer to Russia, USSR.
So. Exactly.
Okay, I just was thinking, when did we decide that it had to be on a boat?
Because it's the Navy, man. Because it's not the Air Force, it's the Navy. Although, I don't know if you do training on a boat.
I have no idea.
But anyway.
It seems like a waste of money.
So they dock.
Yeah, they've been docked.
They've docked, they went to the bar, faded to black. We've established that they have the night off. And so the next morning, before they get back on the boat, that's when it fades to black from the night before when they kiss. Then a volleyball falls onto the sand. It's a close shot where all you see is a volleyball.
I get what you're saying, but...
And then Cool Breeze picks up the volleyball, serves it, and then
a
little bit of Caribbean music starts playing.
No, how it has to transition is that this is another thing that Iceman is established at. So it has to be Iceman is playing against some people, and Cool Breeze walks up.
Okay. Because
he has to be introduced to it. He can't be the one controlling the situation.
Okay, so the volleyball falls.
Iceman
picks it up.
Picks it up.
He's playing against the Air Force, and the Air Force is like, you guys suck.
But, like, they're doing, they're like really tall guys. Uh-huh. Like, they're taller than Cool Breeze or Iceman.
Yes.
And they look like these guys are formidable foes.
Yes, exactly.
And then Iceman wins. And
Iceman wins with Cool Breeze, because Cool Breeze comes over. He's like, can I help you out, Iceman?
No, it's a competition still.
Okay.
So Iceman beats those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do the windmill high five.
Yeah.
Because that's a big part of this movie.
Okay.
Okay, they do the windmill
high five. Is this where it was invented?
I have no idea. I don't think it was. Okay, so after that happens, then Cool Breeze walks up and Iceman's like, hey, Cool Breeze, want to play? And he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, all right, I knew you weren't good enough. And then Cool Breeze turns around slowly, takes his shirt off, picks up the volleyball. And then it goes into like a 15-minute sequence.
15 minutes?
15 minutes. It's a good slice of the movie.
It's like, oh man, we gotta make 90 minutes somehow.
Old Dogs is less than 90 minutes.
Oh man. Okay. So they're playing volleyball for 15 minutes.
Okay, it's less than 15.
Have we decided that these tall guys, could they be from the Eastern Bloc?
Oh, no, the tall guys are out of it.
Okay.
Because they lost.
So wait, it's one-on-one volleyball?
No, it's two-on-two. It's Cool Breeze and his friend, and Iceman and his friend. And Iceman and his friend were the ones who beat the other tall guys.
Okay.
So now it's... Basically, you don't care about the other people. You're just Iceman versus Cool Breeze in this beach volleyball game where they're wearing Ray-Bans.
Okay, so they play volleyball. How do they get back on the boat? I feel like...
Who wins? Iceman.
Iceman wins? No.
Iceman wins.
No, Cool Breeze wins.
Iceman wins. It's a way that he reestablishes his dominance.
Okay, but does Cool Breeze realize, like, they were a formidable challenge? Like, you were a formidable opponent, they shake hands, or is it like... Or does Iceman just go, oh.
With just the noise, it doesn't make nearly as much sense if you have the facial visual where it's like a weird smirk thing.
A weird smirk where Iceman goes, oh.
I think that they're like, ah, you got me.
Okay, so it's chummy.
It's chummy, but still a little bit.
And then the battleship goes, toot, toot.
And like, whoa, we need to get back. No.
It's like a school.
How about...
Like elementary school.
How about... And I talked about the cut before where it goes black and then you have the sound. What if there's no Black Fate this time?
Mm-hmm.
It's... Oh, and also during the volleyball game... No, this is how he might get Cool Breeze into it. He's saying, like, how to go with that lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or he insults a woman. Anyway, that's a backtracking thing. Okay, so after volleyball game is over and that weird smirk noise happens, then it just cuts to, like, it's either one of them flying or they're in a class.
Okay.
How about they're in a class, they get a fake dogfight thing, they think it's not real, but through the dog, this is towards the end, this is like the end a little bit.
Okay.
It's either like one dogfight and then a blank and then a dogfight, or it's just the big dogfight at the end. And to save time and explaining it, I'm just going to say it's a big dogfight at the end.
Okay.
Cuts to them in class. They're going through some debriefing.
With Admiral Kansas.
With Admiral Kansas and who was the other one?
J.K. Simmons? Or was he the
Sergeant Jerry. Sergeant Jerry and Admiral Kansas.
I feel like we're getting all of our ranks mixed up.
I have no idea what ranks are and anything. I know general is pretty big.
All right.
Okay, they're in there and he's like, okay, wait, is it a fake dogfight that turns real or is it a real one from the get-go?
Fake dogfight that turns real because a MiG-29 shows up at me, which is a Soviet Union plane. I don't know if it was during the Soviet Union. It might be more Russian. No, MiGs were a big deal.
Okay.
These are the two this is the one thing I actually knew about Top Gun before he started. They fly F-14 Tomcats. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah, Tomcat. That sounds right.
Yeah. And so they get in their little F-14s.
And they're a little bit of F-14s.
No big deal. Pocket change. And they get off the runway, and they're having some banter back and forth that's like kind of like, I'm going to get you, sucker. And he's like, sucker, my dead Tomcat. And so, it's, you know, real intelligent stuff.
I hope some point they say, you're going to make that Tomcat purr.
That's a sweet baby, isn't it? Then, and this is very important, because of 80s movies. No, it goes boom, like a very like intense synth note. And that's when it zooms in on a MiG-29 in the distance.
And it's Vladimir Lenin who's driving.
And then Cool Breeze and Iceman give each other high fives.
That's the end of the movie. That's how it... No. Okay.
They give each other... Did I mention they give each other high fives from their cockpits? They get real close to each other.
Open up
the cockpits, give each other high fives, and immediately get sucked out into the space.
Into space.
Not space, but the space. The
space around it.
The hemisphere, you know.
Okay. The Soviet Union plane...
That is not flown by Vladimir Lenin.
No, it's just flown by...
It's Gorbachev.
With a bit... His plate is painted like his birthmark.
Oh, that's mean. Okay.
Okay, the... Just anonymous...
A very young Putin.
How is it a young Vladimir?
It's not a young Vladimir Putin. It's, it's a, like, 30s Putin.
That sounds funny. Okay.
No, it's just a Soviet guy.
Soviet pilot descends... They're like, who's that? What? And then they do some dangerous stunts. This is a callback.
Is this when Danger Zone starts playing?
And the Danger Zone. I don't know how Danger Zone goes.
Highway to the Danger Zone?
That sounds right.
Kenny Loggins?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's part of this movie.
Yeah. It's a big part of this movie, I think.
I don't know. We haven't said it happens anytime before.
No.
Okay, so they're flying. Soviet plane.
Dong.
And then it's just a series of quick shots. Then Cool Breeze is like, I'm pulling up, and he's like, that's dangerous. And he's like, I know, but it got you, didn't it? And then he does whatever the move is that he did to catch Iceman in the beginning. And Iceman then does something else. And Cool Breeze gets the one plane, but there's another plane. Iceman gets it. They land, They're celebrating.
They've saved each other's lives, basically.
And then Iceman says, "You can be my wingman anytime." And Cool Breeze goes, "BS, you can be mine."
Oh, that's good. And then the reporter
comes. That is an actual line.
Okay. Then the reporter comes over, and he was like, "See, I have my reasons for doing the things that I do," or something like that, said more, like, punchline-y. You know, like, "Maybe you're not so dangerous after all. Maybe you're not so reckless after all." There we go.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh. And then they kiss. Fade out.
And while they're kissing, there's a windmill high five.
With his, his open hand, just...
He is not looking, he's kissing.
It's got to end. I feel like it would be great if the movie ended on a windmill high five.
I think it
has... Freeze frame.
It ends on either freeze frame of Tomcat, mm-hmm. or, the Tomcat flies over the camera.
Oh, awesome. And see, that's very 80s.
Fade to black.
Dude, almost every movie in the 80s end with a freeze frame. I feel like it did.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off did.
Well, I think there are other John Hughes movies that did.
Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't have much else to add.
I don't either. We've been talking for a while now.
Yeah, this is a long one.
It took us much longer to figure out this movie than Rocky.
Oh, that's long.
10 minutes longer. But thanks for listening to Very Selfish with Dylan and Matthias. This was very selfish, but I hope there's someone out there who enjoys it.
Hopefully.
Maybe my parents. I don't know.
Oh, it's got to be somebody who knows more about Top Gun.
Yeah. But thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, anyone who knows more about Top Gun, I guess, means everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just know the high five.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
see ya. Bye.